What you eat shapes what you are, and you are what you eat.
Hang on.
So that means I'm a chicken nugget? Oh my god, I'm a chicken nugget. Well, hi. My name is Chicken Nugget, and I was born 15 seconds ago. Today I'll take you all on a wondrous journey about what you are eating, from the ingredients in your food to the cultural dishes of our nation. But last of all, the most exciting topic, drum roll please, cancer-causing food. Yep, you heard me, cancer-causing food. In a couple of minutes, you will be enlightened by the world of food, but you will also learn the importance of knowing what our food does to us. Look at the golden brown bun. Oh, and the melted cheese. Sounds so cheesy. And don't forget about the crispy bacon and ham on that amazingly juicy sauce base. Sounds familiar? I knew it. But behind all that goodness, in fact, isn't goodness at all. It's oil, fat, sugar, calories, and as you know, these are extremely unhealthy. You know, I know exactly what you're thinking. You think this is garbage. Yes, I can read minds. Well, I have proof that it's not. Research shows that over 40% of Australians are obese or overweight. And you guessed it, it's because of the fast food chains around the country serving us food filled with oil and fat. The average fat in burgers are 14 grams, and the average sugar in burgers are 4.2 grams. The ingredients in our food can be seriously harmful, whether it's sourced, produced, or made unhealthily. It can be a risk for our health, and will only make us weaker. So next time when you're ordering at a fast food restaurant, think of the horrible procedures and the unhealthinesses, and be aware of what you're eating. Researchers, did you know that over 270 million pies are eaten each year in Australia? That's 12 eaten a year by the average Australian. That's a lot of pies. While Australia is a very multicultural country, we also have our own traditional foods and dishes to celebrate with, such as the famous pavlova. Pavlova, aka Pav, is a meringue-based dessert, usually topped with fruit and whipped cream. Where did the name pavlova come from? Well, I'm glad you asked. Anna Pavlova. Anna Pavlova was a Russian ballerina from the 19th century and the early 20th centuries. The pavlova was made in her honor during one of her tours in Australia. The white cake indicates the ballerina's dress, and the strawberries are the ballerina's headpiece. Australia has so much amazing food, like the old barbecue, sausages, steak, mashed potatoes, and they're all delicious. Who doesn't like M&Ms? Good. M&Ms are widely known by hundreds of thousands of people across the world, and many people eat them daily or weekly. And if you're one of those people, then I have news for you. If you eat too much, then you will die. No, I'm just kidding. But you can get cancer, which will lead you to die. Researchers found that the food coloring in the M&Ms are blue 1 lake, red 40 lake, blue 2 lake, yellow 6 lake, yellow 5 lake. And now, as you may have noticed in the food coloring names, there is a word lake at the end. The word lake in this case means that the salt was added to the food coloring, making the food color insoluble in the liquid. And insoluble means non-solvable. The food colorings in these chocolate snacks can cause swelling around the lips, asthma, low blood pressure, DNA damage, diarrhea, vomiting, migraines, and, of course, cancer. None of these are enjoyable, as far as I'm concerned. So now, you've learned a new lesson. Never eat too much M&Ms. M&Ms can lead you to death. Give me an F. Give me double O. Give me a D. What does that spell? Food! Ingredients, culture, and M&Ms. These things matter to humans. Doesn't matter if you don't think so, but it does. Because what we eat shapes what we are. Underweight, fit, overweight, or obese.